is Melody Hobson. Melody is president of Ariel Investments, a Chicago-based money management firm that serves individual investors and retirement plans through its no-load mutual funds and separate accounts. Additionally, Melody is a regular financial contributor and analyst for CBS News and CBS.com and every Monday on the Tom Joyner Morning Show. And your subject this morning, the cost of gun violence. Good morning.
Good morning. I thought this was a really important issue because we all watched the March for Our Lives over the weekend, which took place supposedly in 800 different locations around the world on Saturday. And I thought it would be important to provide some kind of context to the gun violence, because since 1996, 26,000 children and teenagers younger than the age of 18 have been killed by guns in the United States, 26,000. And in the United States, on average, we have about 35 gun deaths per year, 13,000 of which are considered homicides. So these are big numbers. And then for our community, we know that this is a big, big issue, because Black men are 13 times more likely to die from gun violence than white men. So 13 times more likely. And I wondered, you know, what does all of this cost?
Yeah. And you also say you can't put a cost on lives, but
you can't. Now, obviously, a life is priceless, and the consequences for victims and families and community, those also have lots and lots of financial repercussions. But I was struck by this study that Johns Hopkins University did, and they tried to actually establish some kind of cost of gun violence late last year, and really to quantify the financial burden of this violence in the United States. And they looked at data from 2006 to 2014, and they looked at specifically over 150,000 gun violence patients, 150,000. So the study found that the deaths and injuries from these gunshot wounds come at enormous direct cost. They're very expensive to treat. So over the 9 years of the study, it was $22 billion in just inpatient charges. Annually, the cost of victims of gun violence comes to about almost $3 billion a year in emergency room and inpatient charges alone. So this is really expensive. It's not even the lives, which are, as I've already suggested, you can't, they're priceless, but the actual financial implication for the medical community and for society is huge.
I saw a statistic that said that there's more than 350 million assault weapons that are out there.
Yeah,
wow.
Supposedly more than actual Americans. And again, this, more math for you. I know I'm giving you a lot of math today. So I just, what is the per capita, per person cost of all this violence in America? It's about $700 per American every year. That's more than the total cost of obesity and almost as much as the annual price tag for the entire Medicaid program in this country. So I mean, just $700 per year per American is what this is costing us, which is almost the price of our entire Medicaid program, just in gun violence. And when you see those young people out there, obviously on Saturday, you understand they say never again. And obviously they suffered the trauma, as do many Black and brown kids every single day, of gun violence. But the financial implications are also digging a big hole for this country.
Sybil, were they registering these kids to vote?
I think voting is a big part of it. Sorry.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. At some of the locations, there were voter registration booths. I'm not sure about D.C. because it was just the overwhelming pictures there, along the Pennsylvania Avenue stretch there. But at some of the locations, to answer your question, yes, Tom.
These kids are going to turn 18 and be eligible to vote. And if they vote, we can get some.
Well, and even as my new hero, Naomi Wadler, said, in 7 short years, she'll be able to vote. This time is going to pass very quickly. And in the meantime, these kids that are leading it, especially those at Parkland who are juniors and seniors, you're going to see a profound effect just this fall alone.
It was impressive this weekend. It was very impressive. You know, sometimes you lose faith in the youth, but then watching this weekend has just gave me a whole new, you know, vision of our youth and our future. I was very proud of it.
But as Melly says, that, you know, you're talking about the numbers, and that's exactly what the opposition doesn't want to hear. They don't want to talk about the numbers that are just being brought up by people like Melody in terms of how, what the cost is, not only in human lives, but all the rest as well.
Right, the fallout.
Yeah. I know you saw the speeches, Melody.
Yes.
They were so moving.
No, I watched for hours. I mean, they were really quite amazing.
Yeah, yeah. More about this on blackamericaweb.com.